What simple thing did you just learn how to do? Tyrese Maxey. He does work for the Philadelphia 76ers.
He works on a basketball team.
Yeah, exactly. He plays professional basketball.
He's an NBA All-Star.
Yeah, he went on Instagram Live for 13 minutes.
He was just looking for some advice.
I need your help, man. I need to feed my dogs. And normally, Chef helps me use the can opener for my dogs.
Wait. Pause right there. Chef helps me open the dog food.
Yep.
He's holding a can opener. That's perplexing him.
Yeah, he's holding a can opener, and he's got a can of pure pumpkin.
Yes,
yeah, which is good for dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So trying to help dog's tummy. Yeah. And he's just perplexed right now because normally Chef takes care of this.
Tell me what I need to do. Somebody on here, show me how to work this thing.
Show me how to work this thing.
13 minutes.
Bless his heart. Like, he tries everything he can think of.
You don't know how to use a can? No, I don't. Lock it in like you got a wrench.
So he's
what
reading.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah,
what's
I was gonna
a
say,
wrench?
He's reading the comments as they're coming, right?
Yes.
Call your chef. I can't call Chef today. Chef's off.
Yeah.
High five. He's respecting the boundaries.
Yes.
He's letting
people are like, call your chef
off.
Yeah.
And he's letting him be off.
I just never need to learn how to use a can opener. I lived in the house with my mama, both my grandmothers. What was I using the can opener for?
Back the truck up! He had a mama and grandmothers
who never showed him how to use a can opener, that little kitchen tool. Nope.
And we're not talking about an electronic one like that.
No, this is
that
just
was fancy.
Like
this
one
is
of
your,
those little
your old-fashioned
like
hand crank.
Crank it with your hand.
You snap it there on the lip of the can.
Yeah.
And you twist it all the so it goes all the way around.
There is something very satisfying about that for me.
Yes. It's the clip.
It is.
Right?
It's
hearing that,
first,
that perfect latch.
That first penetration of the
first penetration.
Of you know what I mean, though, right?
Yes.
It's when the blade penetrates the can for the very first time.
Puncture.
And it makes that little noise.
Yes. And then you start cranking, it goes all the way around.
Yeah, that's very satisfying for me.
I mean, it's just, it's like it's manual labor. It is.
Yeah. So he goes back and forth. I think.
Did he ever? Was he successful? I didn't watch the whole 13-minute live stream.
At one point, he had the can upside down.
Right. Unsuccessful.
Yeah.
With that method.
Right.
Bless his heart.
So it is pretty funny, the entire video.
It's great.
It is. But
I mean, he was.
All he's trying to do is feed his dogs.
You know what? I think. I'm so glad that he decided to go on Instagram Live to try to get help from his followers.
I know!
We could probably just, I'm going to look it up. He probably could have just gone to YouTube.
Maybe.
How to use a can. Oh, there's it. Yep,
but
it
that but that wouldn't have been nearly as entertaining.
No, but there are videos. There it is.
And
there's the first one, it's 19 seconds.
And Tyrese is probably thinking content.
There's a helpful DIY channel 9 years ago, how to use a can opener. It's a tutorial that's 2 minutes and 39 seconds. It will walk you through the whole thing.
By the way, Cindy says, I walked into Target. She texts us for 20 minutes and I come back. And what the heck are you all talking about? First penetration.
She's like, all caps, Ben. Dot, dot, dot.
When the blade of the can opener
penetrates the can.
Yes.
Just makes that first
makes that
puncture,
noise. It's really satisfying.
Right? And then it's cutting all the way around.
Yes.
So it's got to puncture first.
All right. So we'll post that up at Ben and Kelly's show for you to take a look at. But I want to know, what simple thing did you just learn how to do?
Trina is throwing out a little lifeline to Tyrese, though. Listen, to be fair, these new handheld can openers are a bee.
It sounds like it's gotten the best of Trina, too.
You know what, Trina? I'm going to send you this little DIY tutorial I found on YouTube to help you out, too.
Oh, shoot. All right. Coming back with your stories next on 99.7 DJX. Tyrese had an issue opening a can of pure pumpkin for his dogs.
Because he didn't know how to open the can with a manual crank can opener.
Yeah, and the 13 minutes He doesn't get a resolution.
He's unsuccessful so in 13 minutes of being on Instagram Live trying to get instructions from commenters when he could have just gone to YouTube and seen a 22-second little video that explains how to do it.
So I think the tragic flaw in Tyrese's method was he didn't puncture, he didn't penetrate the lid by squeezing the handles hard enough.
He didn't clamp down.
Right.
Didn't clamp it down.
I think that was the biggest thing. So anyways, what simple thing did you just learn how to do? Dave said, I can't sew on a button.
Not to save my life.
So, all right. He hasn't learned how to do it still.
Okay.
he just admitted he can't do it.
Again, I would point him to YouTube. There's probably a tutorial on there.
Right. Swifty Kim texted us and said, my nephew was like 17 when he first used a broom on his first job. He was clueless and was sweeping away from himself. That's funny. That's
so great. Oh, bless their hearts.
Justin said, I didn't go to the best elementary school, so when I received an analogy watch.
An analogy watch?
I didn't know how to tell time on it. I was in my 20s. Yeah, I think he does too. An analog watch. One with hands. Didn't know how to tell time on it.
Yes. Oh, he was in his 20s. Oh, bless his. At least now he knows. Yeah. Oh, Cartman says, change an attire.
Simple.
I think I could 99% figure it out, but was never actually shown how. And now I have AAA, so I don't really have to.
Oh. Simple thing did you just learn how to do? Amanda said, fold a fitted sheet. Wow.
Yeah.
See,
that's an art.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I remember looking something up or seeing one of those DIY life hacks.
Yes.
It was like, hey, this is how you fold a fitted sheet. Uh-huh. And I was like, wow.
They make it look so easy.
And so I did it one time and I was like, wow, I'm never going to forget this.
And you feel like a genius.
I immediately forgot.
Exactly.
The next time I had to fold a fitted sheet, I was like,
Yes.
What was that again?
And I feel like tying a tie could fit in that category.
Oh, like tying a necktie?
Yes, because my son is still struggling with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That can be tricky.
I mean, I think
there are lots of life hacks to make that super easy,
I think it's regardless of whether you're a male or female, I think learning how to tie a necktie, mm-hmm. whether it be a bow tie or necktie, is a valuable life lesson.
Exactly. Krista can't hang a picture without it being crooked. Listen, there's this little device that I got, and I feel like it's one of those, as seen on TV, kind of mm-hmm. things that you see in that aisle at the store, and it's got a little level. It's like a measuring tape, and it's got a little level, and it's got these little slidable teeth that are, you know, you can kind of make imprints in your walls.
Oh, so you can
make
do
it
one
level, so you can use those little slide things to measure the little hooks, the holes in your picture.
Yeah.
You line it up on that, make it level with the little and
yeah, that's the hardest thing with framed pictures that have like the two things on the back. So you've got to get them not only level, but you've got to get them the exact right distance apart.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard.
So that thing has been a life changer for us. Oh, Hannah, parallel park without sweating through my shirt. And yes, I only attempted on streets wide enough to land a plane.
Yes. I'm telling you, that's one of my like small little life flexes.
Yeah.
Is my ability to parallel park.
You also have the backup camera though with the lines.
I don't use it.
Really?
No, I don't use it. I don't trust it.
You don't trust it?
Nope, don't trust it.
That is foolproof. That gives you guidelines. That back in the day, we did not have.
Our society is going to turn more like WALL-E.
You're right.
The more we use that sort of thing and not trust our own instincts and see with our own eyes.
You don't glance at it at all. It's on the screen. You can't help that it's on the screen when it's in reverse.
I will, once I get into the spot, just to make sure that I have enough room on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But once I get in.
But rule of thumb, like the old school way when we learned how to do it is,
you
kind of like directly line up with the car next to you, right?
Hey,
and then once
explaining
you hit, like,
on the radio how to parallel park a car
what
is
I'm
not going
to
work.
When you hit the handle. When the front of your car is like at the handle, that's when you cut it,
yes,
right?
Yes, sure, Kelly.
Yeah. That was always the rule of thumb that I remember. You look for the handle.
All right.
The door handle, and that's when you know when to cut.
Good stories.
Okay, good stuff.
Good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 DJX.